What's a cat's favorite dessert?
I don't know. What?
It's a bowl full of mice cream.
It's time for the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio.
I love little baby ducks, old pickup trucks, slow-moving trains. Country streams, sleep without dreams, and Sunday school in May, and hay. And I love you too. I love leaves in the wind, pictures of my in the world and squirrels. I love coffee in a cup, little fuzzy pups, old TV shows, and snow. And
that's Patty Griffin off of a CD called I Love, Tom T. Hall's Songs of Fox Hollow. You're listening to the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone here with a lot of great people on Zoom and in person at the Outpost Performance Space in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Hello, crew.
Hello.
Hi.
And who's with us today?
Hi, it's Joe.
Hi, it's Genevieve.
Hi, it's Isaac.
Hi, it's Kodiak.
Hi, it's Daniel.
Hello, it's Amadeus.
Hi, it's Luminata.
Hi, it's Cade.
Thank you all so much for being here today out in listener land here at the Outpost and on Zoom. We're so excited about today's show because it's about our favorite things. Genevieve went to the opera. That's one of her favorite things. Kodiak and Corbett went flying in an airplane. And we've got friends from Animal Humane New Mexico here to talk about some of everybody's favorite things, pets. And there's great music on this show, too, including this one by Brady Reimer and the Little Band That Could, right here on the Children's Hour.
My puppy dog loves the holidays. Getting in the presents, sticking her nose in the stockings. So this one's for all you puppy dogs out there. Snowflakes on noses, barking at kittens, rubs on my tummy, chewing up mittens. Long walks on beaches with frisbees you fling. These are a few of my favorite things. Riding in fast cars, my head out the window, rolling on green grass, paws up akimbo, drinking from sweet muddy puddles in spring. These are a few of my favorite things. When the tick bites, when the flea stings, when my tail won't wag, I simply remember my favorite. Chasing the squirrels, faces, licking the faces of cute boys and girls, T-bones and liver and old chicken wings. These are a few of my favorite things. When the tick bites, when the flea stings, when my tail won't wag, I simply remember my favorite things. Dogs. I hope you get all your favorite things.
I'm Genevieve, and one of my favorite things is opera. I'm 8 years old, and I love to sing. Tonight, I met my very first opera in person, Tristan and Isolde, at Santa Fe Opera House. In Santa Fe, New Mexico, 7,000 feet above sea level, I'm heading backstage to interview the production director.
Thanks for coming.
I'm here with Miss Chelsea Dennis, who's the production director here at Santa Fe Opera House. Many of the Children's Hour listeners may not be very familiar with opera. What's the difference between an opera and a play and a musical?
That's a great question. When you have a musical, you're going to often have spoken word that isn't underscored. Especially, you might have scenes between your musical numbers, and for straight theater, of course, that would be true as well. For opera, it not only is everything underscored by music, but also it's underscored by a full orchestra. In other words, we have every section of the orchestra at an opera. We have our winds and our brass and our percussion and our strings. Whereas in a musical theater piece, it's a much smaller orchestra. Also, the way that our singers are trained, our classical singers in opera, sing with their natural voice. They do not have any kind of amplification at all, versus musical theater, which almost always uses full amplification.
What are the responsibilities of a production director?
So I oversee our scenic department, our properties department, our lighting department, our audio-video department, our costumes, our wigs and makeup, as well as we have an orchestra services team here as well. So at a company like Santa Fe Opera, we build all of our own scenery and props and our costumes. And so we have shops here on site where we build all of those elements. And so my job is to oversee all of those people. During the September through May time period, that's about 20 people. And for the summer season, that's about 200 people.
What drew you to working for the opera?
My favorite part about working in opera is that I think it's the grandest scale of all of the arts coming together and collaborating. You have the largest scenic elements, you have the biggest, grandest costumes, you have incredible props, you have the biggest orchestra, you have the most incredible voices. And as a production director, I get to help all of those different people and teams collaborate and come together to put together one production. So I love opera because it's the grandest scale of all of those amazing art forms coming together.
What were your favorite operas to work on and why?
My favorite opera ever to work on was probably The Revolution of Steve Jobs here at the Santa Fe Opera. It was a world premiere that we did. There were so many technical elements that needed to come together to tell that story. At the time, I was a stage manager, and so I was responsible for all of those things happening at the right time during the show. And it was so exciting when it all lined up perfectly and all came together perfectly. So that was one of my favorite shows I've ever done.
Were any of the operas especially challenging?
Yes. Tristan was challenging because it's such a long show. Because here at Santa Fe, we can't start the opera until the sun sets, which in July is 8:30 p.m., and here in August, it's 8 p.m. But with such a long show, we did start the show at 8 p.m. in July in order to get a little bit, start a little bit earlier. But it made it really tough to tech the show because we didn't have any extra time to be able to tech it. We had to fit it in the small windows of time of darkness that we had once the sun set. So this was a challenging show to be able to put together, but everybody worked really hard and made it happen.
Santa Fe is 7,000 feet above sea level, so there's not as much oxygen to breathe as in other places. Do some of the performers need oxygen masks to sing?
That's such a great question. It's very hard to acclimate up here. It's absolutely true. And especially if an artist comes from sea level, it takes them a little while to acclimate to our altitude. Luckily, our rehearsal process can be anywhere from 4 to 5 weeks before their opening night. And so it gives them time to acclimate. So for the most part, by the time we're at the point of dress rehearsals and opening, they're used to the altitude. Sometimes, though, they do need oxygen, and we do have oxygen standing by in multiple places backstage just in case they need a little extra help.
I know you have to get back to the show, and thank you for spending some of your time with us.
My pleasure. So nice to meet you. Thank you.
I'm Genevieve Miller, reporting from the Santa Fe Opera for the Children's Hour.
You can find a link to the Santa Fe Opera's summer schedule and more info at childrenshour.org. Look for this episode, Favorite Things. Lots more coming up on the Children's Hour.
When you're an opera star with a large repertoire,
how do you please the crowd?
Sing Verdi very loud. You may appear aloof, but you must raise the roof
to keep the public wowed.
Sing Verdi very loud.
Study your libretto.
Start with Rigoletto.
Raise up your falsetto. Oh,
sing very, very loud.
La 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 louder now.
Louder, louder.
Sing very, very loud.
Take it.
Mezzos who've made a name,
tales of wealth and fame,
one and all they have vowed,
sing very, very loud.
Do what the divas do, shatter a glass or two.
Okay.
Your voice is well endowed,
sing very, very loud.
Study your libretto,
start with Rigoletto,
raise up your falsetto.
Louder, 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 louder,
Ladies and gentlemen, Opera Chicken.
To the Children's Hour Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, an educational nonprofit based in Albuquerque, New Mexico. We're listener supported at childrenshour.org. The New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs supports the Children's Hour. Experience the magic of New Mexico's many cultural traditions at museums and historic sites statewide. More at nmculture.org/traditions. Electric Playhouse supports the Children's Hour, now open in Las Vegas, Nevada, inside the Forum Shops at Caesar's Palace. Learn more at electricplayhouse.com.
I like all of the podcasts because they help me learn a lot. I'm Brooklyn Elder from Albuquerque.
Find hundreds of educational podcasts at childrenshour.org or anywhere you listen to podcasts. Look for the Children's Hour.